That's a good intro.
That's good.
Hi, everyone.
Guys, that was unprofessional.
Oh, it was? Oh, it was.
That was good.
Race car intro.
Welcome back to room. For room.
Room chat.
Exactly.
Episode eight.
We started this new podcast. Yeah, we're checking it out.
Listening. Thank you.
Hey, you look familiar, dude.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I don't think we met. So.
Come on, I swear. You've got one of those.
Sure.
No, I'm just a very familiar guy. People just look at me and
they're
like,
familiar guy.
I only know one other guy
that rubs his boob, and his name's Tanner.
See, exactly. That's all you're going to know. I'm just rubbing.
You know that
boob.
Guy?
I'm red as hell right now.
You're what?
I mean,
we can't have red back.
Yeah. Red is sure. Back. There's a camel in the room.
Dude, I forgot how red acted.
Camel in the room.
Guys, today's a big day.
Thanksgiving had passed.
Over. No, it's not. It's Black Friday.
Well,
no, it's not.
Is it? It is today.
It's Wednesday.
As people are seeing this, it is. It's okay. Oh. It's Wednesday for us, yes, Tanner, but not for everyone who's watching this.
I forget that's how the internet works, okay?
Yeah, it's a weird thing, the internet. Listen, guys, usually it's... use code GROUP for 10% off. That's engraved in all of our brains to say. However, today is a different day. Today, all of the double cups are back in stock. However, another thing this Black Friday. Not 10,
a triple
but 20,
cup. I've said it first.
The triple cup is out. 20%
That was
off.
A lie. That was a complete
using
lie.
Using code GROUP,
that.
20%, not 10,
20%. That's actually not a joke.
Two times
I got
as
it.
Much percent.
There's no triple
the
cup.
Cup right here.
I want to
is that a
billboard?
Trash can?
Dude, you ate all the Built Bars, you fuck. That's where they all went.
No, I only had one.
You only had one in that double cup.
Look, this is how much I love gamer subs, dude. Look.
Two and one.
I got two and one.
Listen, we'll ask for much. Make sure you guys use code GROUP. 20% off, I think today only. And get you a double cup. They went bye-bye for a while. Y'all murdered the first batch, so... Second batch is here.
Yeah, they ordered two more. They ordered two more than the last
one. For incentive, there's a solid gold double cup you guys have to find. There's only one.
The fabric
is diamond encrusted on the inside, and it makes it icy. So,
Larry, we're going to talk about that?
I'm really trying. Guys,
Larry just woke up.
Yeah, I'm woken up from a nap. I've been having this really weird thing where I've been sleeping. My 8 hours of sleep have been split up. They're divorced. And I have one 4 hour in the midday, and then 1 4-hour at night, and then
you got that like Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah,
you're the Leonardo DiCaprio.
the smartest. People.
I'm probably the lowest brain tier in that list. I'm not anywhere near
Larry. I've met a lot of people in my life, and I think you're top 10 smartest one of them.
Don't
thanks,
undersell
Red.
Yourself, dude.
I think you're a genius.
Like, thanks, guys. But
I may be red, but I'm a good guy still. So,
oh, dude, your heart's blue. Your heart's blue. It's not cold. Aww. It's just blue, mm-hmm. Like the Smurfs.
Pumping heart's blue, pumping blue blood, turning
exactly,
into red.
Exactly. Uh-huh. But it's been some festive times as of recent, especially the weather. The weather have been very festive. It's currently 5 p.m. for Grunk, and look at his damn window. Well, audio listeners, is hella dark. It's just
dark.
Hella dark out.
It's dark out. Yeah.
And
30, the sun just sets.
We're all hearing about like the coldest winter of all time. Global warming is taking place as we speak. It's a canon event. It's Fortnite. It's major. And we're going to see it set president. I feel like a forecast news now. Passing it on to the tornado
elephant
watch.
Elephant in the room.
Oh, elephant.
We are joined here again this week. Willie's back from Canada.
Willie's back.
Welcome back from
back.
Canada. Welcome back.
And what did
yeah, baby.
Hey.
We heard all about it, but we want to
we
wanna
we
talk
saw
about
a little
it.
Bit of it, too.
Who's
oh, yeah, you did. Little clip.
Oh dude, I'm so sorry. Excuse that was really rude. I gotta stop doing that. It's a really
turn around
habit.
And don't face the camera for a minute.
You're right.
And a half.
No, you're right. You're right. Okay.
Dude, what the heck?
Yeah, go in the corner. Yeah.
Punishment.
Yeah.
He needs to he needs to sit on
punish
that and
him
let
good.
It sink in. Nick.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was in Canada. I flew to Calgary.
Tell us
Canada.
About it, man.
Believe it or not. Remember, who remembers when we did the Calgary bit in my Discord video?
Oh,
the
GeoGuessr
one and all those people around. Were mean. Yeah.
Calgary. Are they mean?
Did you roll up on your ops? Is that why you went there?
I did. I wanted to go check out Calgary because we had such an awful time. I wanted to check and see if they were actually assholes.
I just wanted to see if all the people were as miserable as their experience.
What are all the fuss about?
And?
What's your verdict?
So it's kind of confusing because I went there, but there was Australian accents and British people there. Like, there wasn't even,
like
true Calgarian. Yeah, like, hella people Calgarian. That weren't even Calgarian.
Are you sure there weren't French-Canadian?
I'm sure, because... So I hung out with Chills. You guys know Chills.
Yeah.
Number 15? Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Denver.
Wait, who was it again? What does he do?
Chills.
What is he known for?
What do you say?
Scary story, and he did...
What's the number one thing?
Notable one would be the number 15 Burger King foot lettuce.
Oh, yeah! Wow.
Oh, you activated him. right on the money.
Wow.
I love hearing that, dude. Say it again.
Me?
You don't have to. No.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Keep going.
Also, AKA Canada's like biggest sweetheart, dude. Every time I see him, he's just like the
dude,
he's so
like,
sweet.
Hey, wish me happy birthday, and we don't even know each other like that.
Like, bro, he is genuine, and this is like sincerely. Like, put this on my if I die from a horrific car crash. Don't put like he was. Here lies Larry. Put like, Chills is seriously a cool dude, and I branded that. And dude, yeah, sweet. Sorry. Anyways, glazing. Sorry.
I had an amazing time with him and his family. Actually, I met his mom, met his girlfriend, met his uncle.
Wow.
He had a Funkle.
You met Uncle Chills.
He had a
Uncle Chillin.
He had a Funkle.
He had a Funkle.
Fuck.
That guy was so fucking funny. There's just so many stories that I can't even remember now because it was a week ago almost.
Yeah
I think I got back about 5 days ago. But
it was a week ago.
Went there, hung out with some Calgarians. It was pretty cool, actually. Nice weather, also.
Yeah.
It was like, you know how here, or like, Grunk, I guess where you live, is it kind of like stuffy outside a lot, or is it like fresh air, would you say?
In the summer, it gets stuffy sometimes, but I'd say mostly fresh air. Maybe.
Yeah, here it sucks. I feel like there's not a lot of fresh air.
What does that mean? Stuffy. It's
like muggy.
Just like, yeah, it's just like crappy kind of breathing air. I don't know how to describe that.
Like heavy air.
Like when we went to Washington, remember that air, how like clean it was, it felt?
How crisp and fresh it was. There's like no humidity in Washington.
Dude, I don't know. I got pretty... Do y'all remember my... something got really itchy in my face. Like my face started burning really bad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I took some selfies and I was like all red.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
It's called dry skin.
Dude.
Larry thrives here in the humid.
Wait, Larry, you had.
We get dry up in Washington, dude. We get chapped lips, chapped eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Eczema? Is it eczema?
What, eczema? Maybe. Do I have eczema?
Eczema. No, it's just dry skin, bro. It's just dry skin. Cold weather, no humidity.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Do your eyebrows flake, Larry, ever?
Nah.
I get rid. Oh, okay. Mine do. I get
my unibrow flakes.
Do.
Like the middle of my unibrow, it starts flaking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my hands do kind of flake sometimes. I don't know what the conditions are to meet that, but like it starts to hurt really bad.
Cold, dry.
And it burns. Yeah, dryness. So I had to get like some lotion and just rub up all up on my hands like that.
True.
A little bit of that right there. Sometimes I like to do these.
If you want these.
Anyways, guys, this is nothing compared to snowboarding. Have you done it before?
Wow, give it up, Joe Rogan. Good segue.
Nice.
Come on. Come on, buddy. Yeah.
He does podcasts.
He does it. He does
it. Dude, I'll say this now. Canada was actually beautiful. So we went to a place called Banff.
Badass motherfucker.
Badass motherfucker.
Bang on that head.
Dude, like, I know I'm showing it through my camera here.
That shit's badass.
Living up to the name, Banff.
Dude, that looks like one of those, like, you see on Twitter, like, hold down to see the 4K and download
load
this 4K, wallpaper.
Load in 4K.
Load in 4K and download.
It was so beautiful there, and the air was just so perfect. And it was like, there was this little kind of like cute little lodge too. Like, look at this little cute lodge right there.
Oh.
With all the snow.
It's a little cute lodge.
First time I've seen snow in 3 years.
Wow.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah. I haven't been, because ever since I moved here, I hadn't seen snow.
What about that 1 year when it iced over?
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, like,
that was actually probably 3 years ago.
That's ice, though. That's dude, not like
I swear to God, it snowed 2 years ago.
Snowed, yeah, no, it snowed last year even. A little bit, a very small amount. I have a video of me twirling in the snow.
Here's a picture of Tanner was there too. Tanner was sitting there looking there.
Is that a bear sitting down? What is that?
Yeah, it's a statue. Yeah,
did you know all the bears in Canada are they're domestic?
They're super bipedal chill and domestic.
Bipedal.
Oh yeah, they stand only on the hinds.
Mm-hmm. I like when bears walk like.
Yeah.
They walk.
They just like the little waddle. Cubs. They always look like they're about to like fall over.
Oh, they're so cute.
But yeah, so Minecraft. They do polar bears.
Yeah, true. They like brown bears too.
Yeah, flick in the head.
I love that.
Flick in the fucking head for that.
So wait.
Yeah.
You went to Canada. You didn't do what you said you were gonna do, and I don't know if you ever told anybody besides us what you wanted to do.
What'd you say you were gonna do?
You said you wanted to do that. You wanted to recreate
that
video.
You wanted that
shooter.
That powder. That pure powder.
You wanted to put. You wanted to. What is going on?
Yeah, the.
Yeah, but he wanted to do like a shooter of whiskey on the snowboard down instead of a longboard and cranberry juice.
Yeah, turns out, I'm so bad at snowboarding that I wouldn't have made it even 5 feet down without falling. And had cranberry juice or alcohol poured all over my face. So
and then you get hypothermia and then you'd and freeze die. And then you die.
Dude, okay. Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. This is the story of how it all happened. We get up, we go, we have to drive an hour and a half away. We have to stop for like a little bit because Chills had to get some medicine. We finally get there at 1:30. This place is closing at 4:30. So we don't have much time to like between signing up, getting your gear. It's already 2:30 at that point.
Right.
So we really don't get much time to go at all. So I go on the kiddie hill. I hadn't been snowboarding since I was like 7 or 8. And so I'm not feeding into it.
Go
dude.
Ahead. I'm glad that's a wake up call for America. Okay. The guy who plays into the bits a lot is not playing into that bit. Can we please move on? Please
grow up. It's time. It's time to find something funnier.
Funnier, that's impossible.
But
I'll think of something by the end of the podcast.
All right. So we went onto the kiddie hill. Yeah, we pull up. I go on the kiddie hill, and dude, those damn clips that you put your boots into on the board, those are impossible to do. Like I swear, like I felt so stupid. I was trying to clip my boot in and then do the straps and whatever. It took me like 5 minutes. I had to have chills, like. Get all of his gear off to help me.
Aww.
And I finally did
take
it.
All of his clothes off to help
you? You had to tie your shoes.
You had to get naked, butt-ass naked, on the kiddie hill to help me.
On the kiddie hill?
No, dude.
It's crazy.
Come on.
Just to clip my boot. And then I go down and I fall like 10 times. I go up again. I get a little bit more confident. I record my POV as I'm doing this. And then I fall again, and then I just am like, fuck this, dude. All right, here, take the GoPro. So he went up on the hills. He skis. And so he had fun doing his own thing, and I just kind of stood around at the lodge.
You just have to stand up. You just got to stand up when you're going down, like the snowboard.
You know what you got to do? You got to bend your knees, Nick, and I know you need to do that.
You know what's crazy? You have to bend your knees, and this is the way that it was told. So Chills' uncle told me this. He said you have to kind of use it like a boat. Your rear foot has to be, your front foot has to be where the weight is, and the rear foot has to be the one that moves, like it's a rear
tail.
Yeah, like a rudder. Oh. Yeah. And that's what you do.
That's why backflips on the snowboard
kind of
are hard.
What kind of Funko is he? Like, does he, I don't know why, I'm imagining like the Whittakers. What's the
why
guy's
you
name?
The
I don't know. I seriously don't know.
He's not like that. No, he's not.
No,
like
stop.
Chills' uncle. So I don't know how much I want to be respectful of him and like his privacy. If in case he doesn't want me to talk about like his uncle too much, but like his uncle is just one of those really, really like witty.
You can
just
say no to me. You can say no to me. You can say no to me.
Oh, he's quick on his feet. That's what I was told in the car.
He's just very witty. He's super witty. And he like, remembers, he's one of those people, he remembers a joke you said the day before, and then he brings it up the next day randomly without you even realizing it until it happens.
Subtle.
It's like, it's like, damn, dude, you're quick. Yeah.
Subtle goat. Call him goat.
He's funny. Really funny. I told him that him and his uncle should start a podcast and just let him talk the entire time.
You produce, he
accompany
talks.
Him.
Yeah, it's so funny, bro. So,
we got
anyway,
a fitting scenery on the camera today.
We do.
So
that's
exactly
that's where
you
I
probably
snowboarded.
Were. Not going to lie.
Wow.
So
snowboarding didn't go
to plan
as good as you wanted it to.
No.
Let me ask you a question because I'm curious. Have you always had like a good I guess like balance. You're even good at balance?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that makes no sense.
So I can stand on it. I can go on it. You know where the problem was? It was stopping. That was where I had the problem.
Light feet, bro. You got lead foot. Yep.
Ooh, we got lead foot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, lead I'd feet. Fall forward is what would happen.
How do you stop? Like, you have to like power slide into the stop. You have to go.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. I wasn't going that fast though.
What? Why not?
I was on a kiddie hill. I almost hit someone. So I like.
It'd be so funny. My kid on the kiddie hill getting run over by Soft Willy. 230
Dude, the first time I'm on a snowboard, I'm gonna fly above someone.
Willy, you know what would have been a crazy video?
What?
If you dropped in on the kiddie hill from the gondola and you're just like.
No, you know what would be so fucking funny, dude? If you crash, like if you hit a tree, you grab onto it and it bends and then it slings you back.
Cartoony style. That'd be good.
Dude, I remember I've been skiing like once and I like tried doing a jump and I fell. Obviously, it wasn't that bad of a fall, but I was at the landing zone. And I was just so scared that someone was going to come and not be able to see me. And like, I'd just get decked by the next person that's coming.
What do you do?
Like, my anxiety levels went up so heavy.
But dude, you know what a dark fantasy of mine is?
What is
it? Oh, God.
Dude, you probably have a lot of you. Dark
fantasy. Like, a dark fantasy is like, all of us were in a log cabin, right? We're all in a log cabin, and then like an avalanche happens, and it just covers the entire cabin, and we are like stuck there for a while. So we have to like, ooh, we gotta like figure out ways to have fun.
That's like a fantasy, like, man. That shit's
tough. Nice. It sounds awesome, but then we all have to take turns like digging our way out of the snow with like spoons.
Mm. Or we just like we just wait for help.
Yeah, so we start like figuring
how
out.
They know?
Yeah, how would they know?
I don't know.
They went to this cabin somewhere around here.
We might just die together, guys. I mean, come on.
Fuck it. I'll tweet out my coordinates on Twitter and we'll wait.
It was it was really nice there because I recorded all of this. I'm going to be posting some vlogs about it. But after we were done snowboarding, I sent it in chat. Ozzy, if you want to like pull it up just on your camera, you can.
I'm going to be real. I am right now recording the Discord.
Okay.
So I can't. But
if you guys look in the chat there, I phone? Posted. Oh, yeah, true. I forgot I can do that
too. Show us. Show us on the camera.
Yeah. All right. So there was this really nice place. It's called, you know what Fairmont hotels are? Is that like a chain?
They're kind of everywhere.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, dude. Northeast. I swear I've seen this in a dream. Like, I'm not even kidding
you. Dude, I'm not even kidding you. Like, look at that beautiful ass building.
Holy. Wow.
That is a hotel. And you're able to explore the whole thing.
That's a palace. That's not a hotel. Dude. That's incredible. Is that in the first Fairmount ever?
I could not. I don't know, but that's, it was fucking sick.
That is okay, viewers at home, imagine Downton Abbey mansion covered in snow. That's what we just saw. And that was a hotel.
What
that's
is
impossible.
That?
Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a show. It's like, a show where it's set in like 1800s. I don't know.
Ooh, it's like The Shining, dude. This was like The Shining.
One of
the
places.
Shining. That's a good one.
And there's
wait
haunted
a minute.
Stuff. There's haunted stuff in there.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, Google that. Google that.
No. The Shining's in Colorado. Shining's Colorado.
No. The Shining's in Canada, I thought.
What? No, it's Colorado. It's Colorado.
The Cinephile will know.
Let's see who's right.
The Cinephile knows. The Cinephile's right.
The Chamberlain Lodge in Calgary, Canada.
Oh! You, Cinephile.
You know how I know?
It's
you know how I know? Because Chills asked me if I wanted to go, and I said, fuck that. And then he's like, well, dude.
What the fuck's the one in Colorado, then?
Dude, you just got dicked. It's on your forehead.
I just lied. It's an Oregon.
Drunk, I wish you were here with me in person. I would dab you up so hard we'd set a sound barrier.
I believed in like three different lies just now.
I did too. Damn, Gronk. Damn.
The Timberland Lodge in Oregon was used for the establishing shots in the Overlook Hotels. In the interior was shot at Elstree Studios in England.
What?
Wow, Larry.
Opening sequence was in Glacier National Park, Montana.
God, and they went all over.
The Hedge Maze was in Elstree Studios.
And not a single one of those was Colorado.
Nope. And the Torrance family's first apartment was filmed at Kensington Apartment Homes in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh my God. Wow. The novel is based off the hotel in Colorado. The Stanley Hotel. That's what the fuck. Oh my God.
Damn
book,
it, dude.
Book a file.
Ah.
Cinephile books.
So, okay, I look dumb as shit, but Chills told me that there was a horror movie based on something. Either way, in the Fairmont Springs whatever hotel, there was a wall. There was a room apparently that burnt down or burnt and caught on fire and they put it out. But then after that fire happened, the whole entire place started getting haunted. So they put a brick wall up and then covered it over to seal and everything in there. And then there's also a haunted painting in the place as well, they said.
Oh, shit. Haunted schmont,
dude. Haunted schmont.
I'll believe it when I
guys,
see it.
Guys, I would love to do a fucking group video of a nice getaway haunted hotel.
Haunted
in the
hotel
snow.
Trip.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Cool. We do a little road trip travel to the hotel. And we're like, all right, we're here. And then you guys can lock me in a bathroom.
Okay. The Fairmount Banff. It's not Banff.
Fairmont.
Fairmont Banff Springs is very famous for its ghost stories and has been mistaken for the location in some fictional works, such as The Haunted or The Shining. Fuck you.
That's what it is. The Shining. Yeah. It's The Shining. Yeah.
Dude, where were you the past minute and a half? That's where Grunk was getting us.
That's what I was talking about.
That's what he lied about, where the movie was shot.
I said the Shining.
We all were oh, that looks like The Shining.
We were talking about The Shining.
Do you remember that? I don't think you were mentally, but that's okay. The Fairmont Palace.
Where was I in that conversation? Oh, I remember. I was fixing my mic. That's what it was. I was tuning all that out. Okay.
We'll go with that. We'll go. Well, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Fuck
maybe
that, though. I'm not going. I'm scared anyway, of real haunted. Really?
No, that was
it's real dude, haunted.
It's pretty scary.
That's what's known as.
May I be humbled, but I don't. Yeah. I don't think much is haunted in this world.
We got to figure it out. That's why we got
to
go investigate.
Ghosts are so ready to get
any,
you. Dude.
Any Luciferians in the viewership? Go ahead, put something on.
Luciferians?
No, don't do that. I actually do I do believe in bad energy, and I think that is a lot of bad energy, and I don't need.
Okay, don't
that.
Do that, Luciferians.
Yeah,
stand down,
Luciferians. What did you just say?
Yeah, you know what Luciferians are?
I claim no negative energy. No. Get out of here. Me and my pistachios.
Isaac, you sleep right next to an open window, dude. That's all the bad energy getting.
Oh, there are no open windows here, dude.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
What open it's windows? Over. Where?
Sorry, dude.
My window's actually
already,
never been
you're
opened.
Already chock full of bad energy right now.
Wait, no, it's true. It's bad luck because Isaac has two standing mirrors in his room, and it's bad luck to have two standing mirrors.
This whole room is made out of bad luck.
It's
I'll just
kind
of.
I do. Yeah.
I face them towards each other and try to.
The entrance of his room
dimension.
Is like underneath the ladder. There's a ladder you have to walk under.
Yeah.
And there's always that cat. Damn cat walking around. That black cat always is walking around.
I know, man. He's it's always bad. Up to no good.
It's bad. And there's a crack that you step on too all the time.
Oh, yeah. There's a trillion back. Of them. Because my, the wood in this room is all those cracks in it.
Tanner, my mother's back. Tell me about the Anunnaki. People.
The what?
Okay, you want to transition into that?
We're gonna transition.
Okay, wait. Before we bust that egg open, that carton of eggs, Nick. Any finishing thoughts about Calgary?
True, the folks, the people,
was,
the accents.
Okay,
is it similar?
So,
or more, is it more similar to Texas or more similar to New Jersey?
Whoa.
More similar to Texas in terms of size.
In terms of size,
like driving places,
you gotta drive
doing
a lot.
Things.
Intuition.
More similar to New Jersey in terms of weather and overall just dope vibes. But
dang, okay. Calgary was like a little of that.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of a mixture of both, bro.
A little bit of Texas, a little bit of New York, and put it together.
Yeah. I was going to say really quickly, just to wrap everything up, after hanging out and doing all the snowboarding stuff that day, the next day we went and donated a whole bunch of goods. So we went to Costco and this inspired me to get a Costco membership. And I think I have to, okay. How much are the hot dogs at Costco?
$1.50.
Go to Canada. They're $1.50 Canadian.
So there's still a dollar there.
Less.
What?
$1.50
Canadian. Dude, the Canadian dollar's worth
it's Monopoly money. Yeah, I know. Hold on.
Whoa. LMAO, guys, what's going on up there?
Oh, it is a dollar. Yeah, $1.50 Canadian
Stop
to US is a dollar.
Don't think about a Costco hot dog.
Dude,
you can get any hot dog, dude. I'm thinking about
pizza. You can get a Costco
hot
dog for 50 cents less.
50 cents. So
you guys need to stop right there because Sam's Club Pizza is the best. Pizza.
Shut the fuck.
I've heard about that. Now I've heard about that. I've heard about
it. It's real. It's real. It's real. Sam's Club Pizza. If y'all had that shit, oh my God. With an ice cream.
Are you a Sam's member?
My mom is. Not
y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Watch this.
Y'all ready for this?
Target popcorn back when the Targets had popcorn in the early 2010s.
I remember that.
The ones that you popped. Wait, the ones that you popped in the thing? Oh my God. I know what you're talking about, Isaac. The ones where they would actually just serve it to you.
Yup.
Yeah,
they used to have a little concession place in Target. And so they went corpo and went, I went Starbucks.
He's kind of true. The whole place would smell like popcorn.
Yes, that's why I loved going. I don't anymore.
Target and popcorn.
Mm-hmm. I will say, though, that Costco was awesome, and we donated hella food and toys and all this other stuff to an animal shelter. And
to an animal shelter?
Yeah, so it was an animal rescue that we got in touch with that Chills and his mom knew very well. So we brought all the food over there, like puppy food and all these other like toys. And what else did we get them? We got them like food treats, all that stuff. And it was a really cute time.
The toothbrushes?
No, we just got them like kind of like cleaning supplies. Look at that dog right there.
Come on.
Ain't that such adorkable?
Papa. Yeah,
dude, little his Calgary dog. Their brother, his brother or something or sister was found there. I think they were both found in a garbage bin.
Oh, dude, what?
Cruel, just cruel.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah,
aren't people like fucked up for that?
Yep.
People are a horrible compilation.
Yeah. So yeah, they were telling me that they see people that drop off the dogs like randomly on the street and just drive away. So they go and save them, pick them up. They have like, they've got like 50 something dogs and a whole bunch of are in like foster care and then they're taking care of some. And they were nice people, really cute dogs. Aww. And so I shout out my video for any, dude, apparently we have a lot of Calgarian and Edmonton fans, like people that live there.
Calgarian.
I called them out, bro. I called them out. I said, if y'all are really nice here in Calgary and you want a dog, you need to go and rescue those dogs. That's what I said.
True that. Same with the folks at the Discord.
Can we just like shape drop up. The link? Just drop the link. Nuke the Calgary Discord.
Yeah. No.
We're gonna get banned on Discord.
Rated.
Discord user Isaac Y.
Yeah.
Take me down, Steph. Take me down.
That's how my account got banned.
r/Calgary would have a fit with you, Isaac Y.
r/Calgary.
You've
Calgary now, be like,
you've
yeah,
pissed off China guys. And now Calgary. How do you feel?
Like I haven't had enough. I'm after England next, and then.
Hear that world?
Oh, like South America.
Have you guys ever had
South America and I are probably
poutine?
Oh, did poutine? You have some?
Yeah.
Hey,
I had poutine. It wasn't bad.
Gravy?
Yeah, it's French fries with gravy and cheese. Oh. I think cheese curds and hot gravy. Yeah.
Larry's favorite dish.
I love it. I love it. Yes.
Well, you don't like poutine?
I don't even know. Larry
just doesn't like the idea of like sauce. Anything that has to do anything that moves in a liquid form, he hates.
Larry, bro, it's gravy.
What's up?
Ain't nothing wrong with gravy.
It's gravy.
No, baby. Gravy's fine. Gravy's fine. I just don't know what poutine is.
Poutine.
Yeah, I love to eat me some poutine, bro. Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah,
little gravy, little Papa's fritas right in there.
Yeah.
Oh. Poutine. I know pudding.
No, it's literally
that's
just
the Canadian national dish, by the way.
Oh shit,
Larry, we said what it was. It's
wait, you said fries, gravy.
It's French fries with gravy on top and some cheese. Like,
we can go to Canada and try it out if you want.
I'll have to check it out.
Never gonna have that.
I will. Damn, don't speak for me, sir. Back up.
Sir. No way.
I believe Larry would have it.
Thank you, Gronk. Thank you.
I read.
Larry tries everything.
Yeah, he does.
He does. You can't be the person that's like, oh, he's not going to have that, because then how am I going to learn?
If I bring in Kewpie, would you eat it?
If you what?
If I bring in Kewpie?
What's that?
Kewpie mayo.
Kewpie this dick in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I was trying to think of one, too.
Kewpie?
Yeah, I have no idea. Dude, you repeating the name.
Kewpie?
Kewpie?
Or just regular mayonnaise?
It's just mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah, hell no. Oh no, that's like final boss. I mean, okay, right now I'm like dealing with the Koopas. So
I get Larry not liking mayonnaise because I actually gag when I smell it too much.
Bro,
I almost puke.
What is mayo? Eggs?
It's just like butter.
Eggs and oil and like
it's eggs
bullshit.
And oil that's whipped.
That's like, so disgusting, dude.
Yeah,
it's like oils.
So
like
gross. Why
take all the oils from your nose and just put it on there, and then just
dude. I remember I had to spoon out some mayonnaise. And I like I was just looking at it and I was like smelling it like, and I went to go throw up. I literally couldn't do it.
No, bro.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Y'all are dramatic, man.
I'll eat a sandwich. But if I see a big glob of mayonnaise, I'm like, oh my god.
I would not eat a spoonful of mayonnaise.
Just a mayo sandwich?
Okay. No, no. There has to be other things on there, right?
Like just bread and mayo?
No. Like we're making deviled eggs. Some people do that. We're making deviled eggs and I needed the mayo. So I had to scoop out some mayo. I was like, oh my God, that's too much from my little
lard. But like you need it. You need mayo for deviled eggs.
Yeah. No, I love putting mayonnaise on a sandwich. Dude, y'all ever had peanut butter on mayonnaise? Dude.
Oh. Peanut butter and mayonnaise?
Yeah. It's real. Peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches. That's what people in my town be eating.
That is psychotic.
That's
like, I tried it and I'm like, this shit's not bad. Because you get a little peanut butter sweetness and the salty from the mayonnaise.
It's the Washington State dessert.
That's incredible. Is that real?
And it's real. And I was like, this isn't gonna be good. My friend said, like, trust me, just try it. And I was like, all right. Took a bite and I'm like, you know, it's not bad. And that's what I said. And I gave it a shot and I was like, damn, okay.
Yeah.
Can you Jamie this and pull it up and see if this is an actual thing?
Peanut butter and mayonnaise.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich.
I can't tell if it's
now. I don't understand.
Type zero in the comments.
Tanner. What? Particularly popular during the Great Depression.
Brother. That's the we got nothing fucking else. May as well.
Dude, wow. Peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches are a traditional Southern staple in the United States.
Wow.
Also from the Great Depression. But, dude, it's not bad. Look, you can put peanut butter, mayonnaise, and lettuce on sandwich.
Oh.
I know that shit would be good.
I'll take your word for it. I feel like, wow, that can't be real.
Wow.
We should try it
actually
now.
Is.
We got peanut butter.
Skippy and Hellman's.
I don't want to do that.
Skippy and Hellman's. There it is. I put a picture in the chat.
No, no, Tanner, would you go make one?
I'd go make one really quick and bring it up and eat. Well, not a full one. I'd do a half one.
Tanner, I would Venmo you $5 not to do that.
Bro, what the fuck? I'll Venmo you 10 to do that.
Venmo you 10 to do it?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I want to see you eat it. Will you do that?
Two bacon strips and a pickle.
All right, all right. Be quick. We got it.
All right,
we go, and then we'll talk about the Anunnaki because I still want to talk about that.
I don't even care about that anymore. I want a peanut butter.
What the fuck is the Anunnaki?
We'll get there. We'll get there. That'll be.
Can
thing,
I can I talk about something funny that I was talking about before the podcast started? I've noticed that I've been taking my bulk too far. That's like the kind way of putting it.
My bulk has gone too far.
Yeah, I think that
My bulk has gone otherworldly.
Yeah, so I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do one of those videos like where it's like a time lapse of me standing in front of the camera as I lose the weight. I'm gonna do that for like 60 days and see what it looks like.
No, have you already started or are you gonna start?
I'm going to start, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so I don't know if I can,
start Thanksgiving.
Start Thanksgiving. Worst
after,
time
after
ever.
So I start with gravy started. All over my face. And
And
right
then
after
just go
you
from there.
Eat, so you're like protruding a bunch, mm-hmm. You got the big Thanksgiving belly going.
Oh God, I should make
There should be a challenge,
favorite.
It's like, no, okay, I was going to say like silhouette, silhouette progression. It's just a silhouette of your body and it's the profile. So you're like sideways and you see it slowly shape. it's like caving away. It's like a mountain and it's just like caving away or it's going.
What if I do like pictures? I just turn it circular every single day. So like I take multiple pictures in all directions and then like I speed up the time lapse and I'm just spinning, losing weight. If I do like that.
That'd be funny.
There's a crazy video of this guy smoking, I think, a cigar. It's like this old dude. And he's naked and he had like a rig where he spun a camera around him. And I'm pretty sure there's a GIF on Discord somewhere out there of him just smoking it and he's naked and it's just like spinning around. And there's no other context. Like, no one knows the backstory or anything about it. It's like in the dark outside.
It's the wonder.
It's the wonder. You never know. It's kind of crazy.
Like, how do things even happen?
It should just be happening in the world. And it feels normal when you walk outside, but it really ain't. It really ain't.
I'm curious, what brought you to the end statement of like, I brought the bulk too far?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
What happened? You just like, remember?
Yeah, I gained consciousness again. I realized like, after I got burnt out from losing 27 pounds in like 6 weeks and like doing that 3-day fast where I
trampoline
literally nothing. Yeah, I like yeah, I was doing so well, and then I came crashing so far because even like salmon, the thought of salmon, I hated it.
Really?
Broccolini, I hated it. Yeah, like I ate too good for too long. And I think that's why cheat meals are important.
Yeah.
Because then I decided to go like, all right, fuck it. Like, oh my, dude, I was watching.
All right,
my
fuck, I'm
going to
have a week of cheat. Actually, I'm going to have 2 months of cheat.
But don't do the
I
other.
I brought the ball too far.
Nick, I'm on the other end. I've been eating like fucking poop recently. And I'm like, oh my God, this is killing me really fucking bad. And it's, just stomach hurts.
So,
and like,
speaking of your stomach hurts.
Oh God, did you get it?
Yeah, I would look away. I'd avert your eyes. Oh, those God.
See, I told you Red came to play today. Look at this.
Can we see the,
dude,
oh my dude, that looks like you just
fuck.
Just blow a load on that piece of bread. What am I looking at?
Yeah,
you're he wiped his ass mayo.
Back it up a little bit. Back it up a little bit. Let's get like a.
Oh, there it is.
Where? Oh, I see it under there.
Wait, what's yeah, what else is on there?
There's
just peanut
mayonnaise.
Butter and mayo.
So it's mayonnaise.
What's those like
weird first.
Looking string things?
Yeah, mayo. What do you mean string things?
Am I seeing that too? It looks like cheese. What is that?
Oh, I think it's just the, that's called the mountainous curves of the peanut butter as you're.
Yeah. It's the mountains. It's the Himalayan mountains.
Okay.
So, all right. Viewers at home, Tanner has made a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich on a one piece of bread. He's holding
it
up. It
might be good, actually. Who knows?
Trying to feed us, Larry.
Dude, this is like the white version of sour cream and fucking queso, right?
But like, I wouldn't make this every day, okay? I'm gonna get that straight.
Right.
But
okay.
I'm not mad that it's not that bad.
So it's like if it's available.
Yeah.
Yeah, when would you make
it? I'd have to be really down in a situation.
You'd have to be in a great depression.
I'd have to be rock bottom.
Like a few thousand in debt, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. At least 1,000.
Why
in
was
debt.
Your friend making it?
I don't even know how he got the idea. She just said, T, have you ever had a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich? And I was like, no.
Wow.
And he made me try it, and I was like, yeah, this is not bad.
Okay. All right. Well, bottoms up, I guess.
Everyone brace. Down the hatchet goes.
It's not that bad. I'll probably
it's
love it.
It's a big bite, man. A big bite.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you're cool.
So can you describe what is going on in your mouth?
So first you hit the mayo. You hit the mayo first because it's slimy
hard.
As fuck.
Yeah.
You hit the mayo hard, mm-hmm. but then when the peanut butter comes in.
Sounds like a crash. It sounds like a really bad crash.
I'm the mayo hard. And the peanut butter comes in. He's the peanut butter is the ambulance. And it's like, are you okay? And then it's like, oh wait, that's actually not bad. It's a treat. It's like a sweet.
mm-hmm. And the peanut butter is the fireman. He comes in. Is your car okay?
Well, did anybody want a bite?
If you, no.
I would
if
take
you
a
had
bite
to. If you had to like pick one flavor profile, what is it?
Is it more peanut
sweet.
Buttery?
It's on the sweet side.
It's like sweet?
Because like mayonnaise tangy, peanut butter sweet. It's like a sweet tang.
Is peanut butter
okay.
sweet? I think
it's
peanut butter.
It's not. I don't. Well.
I have peanut butter right here. I was
wait, do you have chunky?
Earlier.
Do you have chunky peanut butter? Oh, in there?
Chunky and mayo would be good. Chunky mayo.
Chunky mayo would be so
chunky
good.
Mayo.
Chunky
mayo.
Yummy.
Chunky.
All right. The only bad thing about this, it is so calorically dense that you're going to get fat if you just keep eating these.
I think
it's just
that was
peanut butter
point.
And mayonnaise and bread.
I was like, yeah the most
oh my God,
like,
that
new,
totally
the most
was the point.
For the,
that was
point.
The
lowest amount of money.
Is that whole wheat bread?
Wait. What? This is Dave's killer bread.
Wait, can you like start talking about the Anunnaki as you're eating this peanut butter mayo sandwich?
Okay,
so we just think you're nuts.
Yeah, what is this?
Here
I keep hearing about the
so,
Anunnaki.
Here we go.
I like to fall asleep to ancient Egypt theories before I go to bed.
You're mm-hmm. gonna drip your mayo, bro.
No, just let it happen.
No, yeah, I did drop a little mayo. It's okay.
No, it's
so
not
the
okay.
Anunnaki, dude.
Mm-hmm.
The on it.
Are you
hold
Googling
on? I'm out of breath.
It?
The peanut. No, the peanut butter's blocking
oh
my airways.
Tanner, I'm not gonna face you today, dude. I don't want to smell your breath at all.
Yeah, walk downstairs
I'm
and talk.
Facing you.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, dude, I was just like Patrick, no nose, and all the fucking stench lines like fade away from me.
I love horseradish. Whatever.
What's going on? Why is everyone? Why is everyone scared?
So the Anunnaki.
Oh yeah. So. Long story short, it goes back like ancient Egypt, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
People, you know, the Sphinx, you got the Great
tinfoil
Pyramid.
Tinfoil hats on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tinfoil hats are on.
And so people think that, like, how the fuck do these guys build these giant pyramids, this giant sphinx?
True.
And how do they get all this gold? Because they had solid gold rings.
Oh!
And they were, like, polished? Like, were they clean?
There was, like, the most perfect gold ever.
No way.
And, you know, gold isn't from Earth. That's the thing. Gold is from the... Yeah, gold's not from Earth.
Wait, let me tighten up my foil cap.
Gold is... No, you gotta tighten it.
I need to screw it in. This is getting...
Gold...
Okay, go
asteroids,
ahead.
Asteroids carry gold.
What?
And so there was a point in time, point in time in space where the Earth was getting pelted by asteroids, carrying these gold deposits and like all these metals, and they were just hitting it, and then that's how gold spawned on Earth. But okay, you know, so long story short,
I'm following. So wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just trying to. Preface like what the lore is before I get into the Anunnaki. Right.
I think I understand. So the Anunnaki are
people think the Anunnaki came from the 12th planet of the 12th planet of the solar system, and that's the reason why we can't see a 12th planet is because the entire orbit is actually an egg shape and not just a regular shape, and so 1 year around the sun would take 3,600 actual years to evolve around the sun. Right?
Okay.
So, but in the ancient Anunnaki, like scriptures and like the tablets, tighten it harder.
Yeah, I'm trying to follow.
In the scriptures and the tablets, they were talking about a 12th planet that we can't even see yet.
Okay,
they were already talking about that shit like thousands and thousands of years.
When you say they were talking, how were they talking? Like, what were the like, what were all the tablets?
You can look up the tablets.
Is it just like Sumerian? What do I look up? The whole time, like,
look up the Anunnaki, the Sumerian tablets, and dude.
It's like a bunch of hand emojis and like. Yeah,
that's where we got emojis from. We never invented we got it from the Anunnaki.
Listen. Have you guys ever heard of the Rosetta Stone?
Yeah.
That tablet was made thousands of years ago in different languages to actually decipher the Egyptian hieroglyphics. That's why the Rosetta Stone was like.
Okay, wait. So.
So the Rosetta Stone is a 2,000-year-old ancient Egyptian stela that was key to deciphering hieroglyphics and popular language learning.
So it's a poneglyph.
And a popular language learning software company.
I can't believe I'm finishing this motherfucker.
Yeah, keep on. Wow. Keep on.
It's feeding you.
So this planet. This 12th planet here.
So who are the Anunnaki?
They came from the 12th
How
planet.
How old are they?
I was trying to listen to Grunk.
So, it's like eight questions.
This 12th planet, I feel like we'd be able to tell. If we know the path of it, you know, then surely
we'll be able to trace it.
See it and know
but
about
our
it.
Era, listen, our era is only 3,000 years old, like the human modern era. And so one cycle around the Earth is 3,600 years. So we might actually be able to see it in the near like hundreds of years later.
Humans came about like tens of thousands of years ago, not just.
They did.
Right. Grunk, right. But guess who else came around tens of thousands of years ago? The Anunnaki. The Anunnaki. Really? People think. Here we go. See, it starts unwinding. It starts unwinding. People think the Anunnaki. Made the first humans in order to build the pyramid to mine all the gold that was here.
I'm in.
See, that's why that was so much gold. That's why the pyramid was built.
Listen, there are inexplicable. They're inexplainable lineup of the pyramid with the weird North Star thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Not possible back then.
How were the pyramids used for mining gold?
You don't want to know.
No. They're
monoliths. They go down into the earth. They're monoliths. They're not actually
They're just
pyramid.
Mining gold.
They're pyramid.
And there's also gold in the pyramids.
Did you know that, Grunk?
Yes, but gold has been a valuable resource.
Tanner, can you explain?
Not before the Anunnaki were here.
Tanner, can you explain the coordinates of the pyramids? Because like this is kind of tying back episodes when you guys made fun of me.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's on fire.
Yeah. So you guys just reignited my shit because Tanner, the whole like you know coordinates of the speed of light and it facing true north and everything.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So the, you know the pyramids, just like burnt. There's like three pyramids, right? What's so funny over here?
I'm imagining people listening to this with a sober state of mind. Yeah. Just keep going.
This is really awesome. Fire. I listened to Ancient Aliens last night before bed. It all made sense.
It went straight into your brain. Like, deep
is that
there.
Where this all came from?
Tanner's about to buy a telescope, dude.
I'm telling you right now, gold's not from Earth. That's like a true fact. Yeah, that is a true fact.
It comes from the cosmos.
It comes from the asteroids that pelted the Earth.
Coming from the 12th planet. I just don't know.
But you know what we're doing right now? We're thinking of ways to mine on asteroids because we're running out of gold. We're not getting enough gold.
Right.
So what if the Anunnaki was like, hey, let's go to Earth to mine as much shit as we can?
Wait, why do they want to mine it if they brought it here?
Are they here?
They didn't bring it here.
Oh.
They saw it was here because of the asteroids.
The gold came here because of something.
Of asteroids. Like when Earth was just getting formed, every asteroid was hitting the fuck out of it.
So why were they just over there? Why aren't they all across the whole world if they can travel like that?
Yeah, true.
I don't think they can. I think they're just on a rock.
There's, I don't know. I saw like a thing that was like 1 in 20 stars you see has a planet with an Earth-like planet orbiting it. So it's
maybe they just like pumped and dumped type.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So if the Anunnaki are coming here for gold, why stop there and just go right for Bitcoin?
They could go for Bitcoin. Honestly, I was thinking about that. that was a good question, Isaac. I'm glad you asked that.
I'm intuitive.
3,600 year revolution.
3,600 or 36,000.
100.
Or not revolution.
A revolve. A 3,600 year
orbit
around the sun.
Orbit. So
Earth's only been here for humans.
Why aren't more people talking about this?
people don't want to believe it. You know,
contact BBC.
12th planet. Looking at
Look up the 12th planet.
American.
Look up the 12th planet.
Wait, how many planets are there? 9.
Yeah. Wait, what was the other planet?
Pluto. 12. Wait, how many planets are there?
12th planet. The 12th planet. Why do they call it pseudoscience?
There's
book?
8. Nibiru. There's 8 planets, Tanner. Yeah, where's the fuck is the other 4?
Yeah, wait a minute.
I don't know. They call it the 12th planet for some odd reason.
Okay.
You know, I said 12 planets.
I'm actually trying to debunk
the Lord
that right now.
Jesus had 12 planet disciples.
Ancient
is Jesus
astronauts.
An alien?
People think so.
Creation of the ancient Sumerian culture.
Oh, wait. There's dwarf planets. Pluto, Ceres, Haumea, Makemake.
Yo.
Yeah.
It says Makemake. M-A-K-E-M-A-K-E. And then Eris.
And then Anunnaki. Anunnaki 8.
Around the sun. So wait, Krypton can you describe 4. What the Anunnaki people look like?
Oh, I see.
You want me to describe what they look like?
Like, is there any descriptions of what they look like? Or like,
Tanner's not 3,600 years old.
He's Sitchin's seen the sources.
Sitchin's ideas have been resoundingly rejected by scientists.
The origin. Yeah, because you don't have your tinfoil hat on.
You're right.
Oh, fuck. It's
open.
They're in your brain right now.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, it's good.
Yeah. All those microplastics.
So the origin of Anunnaki is actually meaning princely offspring, royal blood, and also sky god, as in the goddess Kai.
Good lord.
So, wow.
Sky god, that's the original, like, tell why this, it's called Anunnaki.
I'm going to name my firstborn Anunnaki.
There might be.
We're fucking cooked.
That's your reaction to this groundbreaking news? We're fucking cooked.
Human origins. Okay, so listen. They supposedly created humans by genetically engineering early hominoids to be their slave race to perform the mining.
Early homunculi.
So were they the pharaoh?
Why did everybody just like, let's build this big giant effing pyramid right now? Who gives a fuck?
The pharaoh
let's travel thousands
over
of miles.
All. The pharaoh.
He had an ego trip. He had a really bad ego trip.
People describe the pharaohs as gods from the sky.
Well,
like,
yeah,
they came down from the sky.
They don't know any better.
Exactly. So what if these stories were people like, if we were back in time, if we were in like the ancient times, and we see like a fucking bird or like a comet. Yeah,
I get that, Tanner. I get that.
Hold on.
Wait, I need to touch on that real quick, Grunk, and then you can have it. What Tanner just said was basically we're acting as the people who didn't know any better way back in the Egyptian times. Even though we have modern day science at the tip of our fingertips, it's not enough to fully grasp the Anunnaki.
So they saw these things as gods. They saw these things as gods and beings and not as like actual astronomers and like aliens coming down because they just thought it was like, oh my god, they're flying, they're gods.
So wait, hold on.
And they made them think there were pharaohs and gods.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was gonna say these are
we need to wear actual tinfoil next time we talk about.
Yeah, see? Now you're gonna start thinking.
There were no nighttime electricity lights or glasses or anything to help vision, and people were taking mushrooms and drugs and seeing things. And then they don't have the science to explain the things they saw, so they attribute it to deific and divine.
Right.
Good
right.
word, buddy. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go.
Wow. And also, like, a lot of people took other people's words way more than they should have.
Bro,
like, you would hear, like, imagine. The fishermen's tale, right? They'll be tripping out in the fucking ocean. They'll see, like, a twig. They'll be like, oh, the Loch Ness. The Loch Ness was there with
the Loch Ness. Well, let's not get it twisted. The Loch Ness monster, that's real.
What they call her? Betsy? Betty?
Nessie.
Betsy? Nessie?
Nessie.
Yeah.
I wonder what Nessie
star. There's also like, what is it? Coyotes that sound like humans Wendigos. Calling out. Wendigos. And then Wendigoons. Like the people are like.
Wendigoons?
There was a Wendigoon channel.
It's like these old people are lying to the youth to scare them, dude.
Tony Stark.
I'm the youth. I think they're just lying to themselves.
If Tanner was talking to Tony Stark right now, Tony Stark would.
Tony, what was that thing again? What about the
Tony would be like,
hey Tony,
I'll get back to you on that. Let me think on this one.
You remember way back when time wasn't a thing? We had no explanation for what was going on as it got dark and night and then morning again. So we invented something to kind of grasp our little human minds around that. Same thing. We have to make sense of the information at our hands. What?
Exactly.
What if we all stopped remembering yesterday at the same time?
Like just yesterday? That'd
be cool.
Like just
like only yesterday?
Yesterday. Yesterday, like hypothetically. Like I'm saying yesterday. No.
To think of what I did yesterday
right now. Like the past. Yeah.
We all forgot the past.
Yeah.
What? Yesterday, but forever.
We only forgot yesterday, but more days before that, too.
Like all of them.
Like every day before yesterday, too. Don't include all those, too.
That would suck.
That would be horrible. We talked about this, like history, how important history is and how interesting it's going to be. And thank God for history. And it sucks that, like, I don't know the actual facts, but I think it's a thing where, like, a lot, like, the recorded history that we have available to us is only about, like, it's like a really small number. It's like 10% or something like that of all that's happened.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it got destroyed as well. A lot of it has been destroyed, ruined. Mm-hmm.
Where are
apart,
the seven scrolls of the sea?
Dude, and like lied
about.
Imagine,
where are those?
Imagine fabricated too? That remember?
Dude, I think probably 80% of history is all fake.
If you're saying
the library that burned down?
Yeah, Alexandria. Yeah,
that was the biggest sign.
That was crazy. Like, we probably don't even know shit that was in that library right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. That's fucked.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I...
But what if it was, like, a really good cooking recipe? Like, fuck. Oh, could have had a really good...
Best food.
The best sandwich ever. You never know.
Good brownies.
Like, the Library of Alexandria or whatever?
Yeah.
The what?
Is it the Library of Alexandria?
The Library of Alexandria that burnt down.
Dude, imagine, imagine being, like, the curator of that library and watching it get burned down. You just know that, like,
we're fucked
just lost
as a
life,
life's work.
Like, everything. Like, everything important for the rest of humanity.
I'm going to be real. I don't know why we didn't upload the entirety of that library to the Wayback Machine. That seems like a much more plausible thing to do.
Smart. I also have a hard drive over there that I could have just stored it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Gronk, you want to hear something crazy?
I do.
So... they found this like little bird in Egypt that dates back to 200 BC, like before.
Like how though? How did they? How?
They dug it up.
They can do that.
He was in amber.
Carbon dating.
I don't know. I was lying.
And so it actually followed every rule of aerodynamics. Like if you like made it fly, it would
fly
perfectly.
I think we watched this episode together.
So like were always taught that these guys weren't even that smart, but they actually knew what aerodynamics were back then before Christ.
We were taught that they were smart, dude. They built the pyramids.
In my school, they're like, they're just ancient civilization. They didn't know any better. And I was like, oh, okay.
You mean
we were never taught that they knew aerodynamics and like literally made the pyramids in the same exact shape of Orion's belt.
So wait, hold on.
We weren't taught that.
I was in middle school and my teacher was a wacko. Yeah, he was completely off.
They're crazy until they're right, bro.
I got him going on the Egyptians because I asked. I was like, how did they... like they built all these crazy looking triangles, like how, it was so long ago. And he went on this whole tangent. I don't remember hearing anything about the Anunnaki, but there was like, dude, it just didn't make sense. Like nobody had an explanation. They didn't know what happened or how.
Because like those bricks came from thousands of miles away. So they had to transport all those bricks to build it.
He People were saying Giants.
How many years did it take to do that?
Eight. Real quick.
I don't know how long it took.
8 months.
But people think it's older, like goes back 10,000 years instead of 3,500.
I thought 3,000 years was like our record. Like, didn't you just say that?
Recorded history, yes.
Recorded history.
Yeah, which would be like, you know, the little wing dings on the walls of the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we actually got the Rosetta Stone. Shout is just out. The winding font from Windows.
That was a funny joke, Isaac.
Thank you, guys.
Out, that's a Willy. Thank that's you. A Willy. Saw Willy main channel video reference right there.
Windings.
Windings. The challenge. That was the smarter than
Jeopardy.
Does Jeopardy or smarter?
Jeopardy. Oh, smarter than a fifth grader.
Smarter than a fifth grader.
The answer was yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Dude, I heard a crazy quote today. Can I say it?
Yeah.
What?
An abundance of information is a poverty of attention.
Oh, got that right. That's how I feel sometimes, dude. Like, there's so much to learn.
Yeah, that's good. Saying there's so much going on that we tune it out.
Yeah. Or they call it like a bandwidth issue where, like, you have so much. It's like elastic. You get spread around. Like, you get spread around like that fucking mayo and butter.
I've been trying to break free from freaking Instagram so like not super actively, but just
you have an IG addiction?
No, not really. I mean, I do in the sense that when I get on my phone, I open Instagram and then close it after like maybe a minute and a half. But I just because I just see more and more evidence and people talking about how it just like kills you slowly.
Yeah, and, like your brain's actually rotting. Like
I know people.
I do feel IRL like my brain is dying every time I go on something like that.
And it's like, dude, everyone needs to get more comfortable with boredom. It's
boredom.
Really, yeah, we're in a in a constant chase of dopamine.
The freaking beach last weekend, and it was 3 days total, and I did not go on my phone at all the whole time, and like took no pictures, just sat there, and like it literally felt like outside of time and space, and like, dude. But then you have thoughts like this creeping in. It's like, am I only saying this to be performative about my lack of using technology, and is that what drives a lot of people to do so? You know,
yeah,
so it's kind of paradoxical.
That's
kind
of a like deeper. That's a deeper philosophical.
I don't think
it's
performative. I think that you're just expressing your experience. And
right, but I think there also is a part of me that is a tad performative about it. But I feel like that's unavoidable. But also overall, I do agree that it's like, I want to put it down because it's enjoy
overall it's just better for you, and that should be performative.
It almost isn't performative because Grunk, your entire life you've basically had electronics.
True.
So like actually detaching from it, you're like in some capacity, Grunk, you're living in a different way than you normally are.
Yeah.
So whether
first
that's
boy
performative
exported
or not,
from Minecraft. It's your pacifier.
Yeah.
Just playing.
Wow, I don't know. Interesting topic.
Guys. Holy. Wow. What a
snowboarding
range.
To just off our main.
I'll admit, this is like the first time I've been like dumbfounded and I truly don't know what to say. Except
we're already
I'm
an
just
hour.
Consuming.
Yeah.
I'm just consuming
we just
here.
Opened a can, bro. A big,
I could keep going, dude.
Can.
I can talk about the diamond tip tools they use. I can talk about. Don't even get me started. Give me another PBJM and I'll start talking again.
Another one? That's your cost?
Yeah, give me another PBM.
PBM.
Yeah. Peanut butter mayo?
Yeah, it's either Black Boy Max or peanut butter mayo sandwich.
All I thought was Black Boy Max.
Give me another PBM. Damn, dude.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. Do I believe
it? That's about it.
I don't know.
That's our brains is getting squeezed.
No, yeah,
now.
This is like
that was a whirlwind.
Yeah, it's a vibe, though. It's just like, see, I feel like the main reason I'd be getting on Instagram is to see what my friends are up to more than just like mindless scrolling. Because like I like looking at the stories, especially like my friends that are artists. It's like I want to see what they're
that's always
what
fun.
They're up to.
Yeah, and it's like I wish that everyone just had like somewhere where they could put it. That's not. So like,
I wish we all lived in like a village and we had like a giant board where you can like just staple a photo that you take.
Grunk.
See,
what the fuck?
Sometimes I catch myself on like Instagram reels and I feel my face go like,
No, oh, bro, that happened one time to me where like I had a stupid face, my mouth was open and I caught it and I was like, whoa, yeah, that was really bad. That was like,
bro, that I had was my camera like so I could see myself and I was playing Minecraft. I was like, and I looked at myself, I was like,
dude, it's scary, bro. And that's, it's like, I have not scrolled like truly in a long ass time, and when like whenever I do, it's like it is frightening because it's like your brain is just hacked. It's like you can watch reels for an hour. Like try telling me more than five videos that you saw. Like,
Damn. Get on it.
That's the thought that scares
me. I can't tell you the last
most,
video
bro.
I watched.
Right? Like,
get on it, man.
We gotta think
you're
about
just
that.
Wasting your all of your brain resources.
So okay, wait. I have
on
like
ads.
A really...
They're just marked. You're capitalizing
yes,
on your time.
That's exactly what it is. So these big, humongous social medias, obviously they thrive when you spend more time on them because you see advertisements that people pay money for. So naturally, after being around for like over a decade, there's a lot of like engineering, psychotic or like psychological engineering in these apps that will literally make you sit there and just do it more. Yep. It's almost like a drug.
It's training your brain to be a terrible brain.
And it's like more people need to realize that because you can't just sit there and be okay with that. Like they are actively taking your precious, valuable time away from you, so that they can advertise.
Damn, bro,
we're gonna be that era of lost time. Yeah,
well, I think people should start getting into
really
like
bad.
Books,
bro. It's crazy to think about. I've been on TikTok since 2020.
Yeah, back when.
So that's like 5 years of potentially just like brain rotting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might be just 20 years old, and like TikTok took 5 years away from you, like 6 years away. Yeah.
TikTok might just was, be 20 right dude. Now. TikTok was a revolutionary style of app that no one on the Western side, at least, like Instagram, Facebook, no one was ready for. So the second it hit the market, what it did was it took away everything
Musical.ly.
People need to do to find something enjoyable. And it was all powered by like an analytic watching software that would say like, all right, so Grunk watched this video longer than all these videos. Let's push more videos like this, testing it over and over. The more time you spend on these apps, the more niche it'll get to your likings, the more of an echo chamber you're stuck in, and the more you will not want to leave.
Yeah.
Completely preying on your...
sour, dude.
Your comfortability.
I think I'm going to try and not watch a reel or a TikTok.
Let's just all quit our jobs today.
That's the thing. It's like, this is your guys' jobs.
Let's just all quit.
Crap.
Yeah. Nah, man.
Let's become loggers with Tanner.
Yeah.
Fuck it, let's do it. Let's become like loggers.
Yeah.
This is different, man. I feel like...
Reading is a vibe.
I started reading The Hobbit.
You have any book recommendations?
Dude, that's awesome.
Tom Sawyer.
Yes, I do, actually. Hang on. Brothers Karamazov is really, really, really good, but it's long.
Bro, I'm so brain rot. I have to start out with like Captain Underpants or something.
Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
My literacy is so low right now. I got to start with like Charlotte's Web.
Actually, read freaking, let's see. Read.
I got to open up the Bible, bro. I got to see what the
Kafka
fuck is going
on
in there.
Kafka on the Shore by Murakami. Any Murakami book is fantastic.
Murakami. Mm.
Haruki Murakami. Norwegian Wood is really good.
Oh, Norwegian
Kafka
Wood.
Kafka on the Shore, Wild Sheep's Chase, Wind Up Bird Chronicle. Those are all
Tanner,
fire.
I'm going to come over and read Chicka Chicka Boom Boom to you before bed.
Oh, Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, such a good book. I will not
never,
shut the fuck up about it.
Never heard about that. Don't even
really?
Know
never read
never
Chicka
made
Chicka
a Chicka Chicka Boom Boom in your pants, bro?
No,
I've never heard of that either.
I don't know what that is.
Pause. What?
I don't know what Isaac just said either.
Chicka Chicka Boom Boom.
Gronk, have you ever read Chicka Chicka Boom Boom?
No.
There was a kid's book. It's a kid's book, right?
You're too mature for it, I guess. Yeah, it's a kid's book.
Yeah.
Chicka Chicka Boom.
All right, keep going, Gronk. I'm curious.
Well, his books are like fiction, and they get into like the subconscious mind state, and like just he does such a beautiful job of just describing subconscious stuff and. Stuff like that, and it's like whenever I'm reading books, I'm trying to get something from the book.
No,
dude, like,
the first thing I get when I read, bro, every single time, I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers are really good at knowing how to speak what they want to say.
Yeah,
like, they know what
and
to say
analogies
and how to
and,
say
and like similes, it's just so good.
But so you also got to remember, and I know, I know it's a common thing with book writers, because a lot of people get like, it's kind of like the same thing where like you just get like art block, where a lot of writers think that the best books are written on the first go, right? Like, I think it's easy to imagine the writers are like, oh, I know what else to write. And then, you know, they write it off. But in reality, there's like a lot more than just the first draft of a book that happens. And
dude, Larry, you're going to like Pluribus. I'm telling you.
Dude, not yet. If you guys don't know, the main right now,
the main character is a book writer.
Right now, I'm really watching Better Call Saul, and Isaac wants me to watch Pluribus, and I'm kind of going through the ringer of watching Better Call Saul and then watching the Breaking Bad, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I'm just doing that, and then I'm going to watch Pluribus afterwards.
Larry, can I recommend you a book to read?
Yes.
It's not really a book, but it's called The Rosetta Stone. It's pretty... good for information.
Tell me about that. Yeah, what's it?
I didn't read it.
Tanner, tell me about that. Tell me about that. I'm going to go pee. I need to pee so bad.
So the Rosetta Stone. Oh. It's combined of three different languages. It's Greek.
Is it Latin on there?
I think it's Greek, Latin, and something else.
Quick question on that, languages? By the way, because I was thinking about it. Is Latin like, is there an older language than Latin before?
Okay. So
I think it's called Aramaic.
Demotic or demotic?
Demonic.
Egyptian. So it's Egyptian, ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs, Greek script, and then demotic script. It's an ancient Egyptian script derived from the forms of heretic used in the Nile. Delta. Yeah. All right, cool.
Interesting.
Well,
there's so much history to catch up on, y'all. If anything, we should be using, like I said, the other podcast, we should continue using, if we are going to use our phones, right? If we're already hooked onto our phones, we're addicted, then rather than direct that attention to Instagram reels, let's direct it to like history. Let's look up old shit. Let's go to the fucking time machine. Let's look up like what the fuck is, how did the Greeks.
Make your own website.
Dude, oh my god. And I wanna make it look like it's like one of those like psycho like fucking like hella pop-ups, but all the pop-ups are like extra.
Dude, I wanna make one of those so bad.
I know. I was thinking about doing one, but I wanted to like, it's so extra and it's so unnecessary. But I wanted to like code it myself so that I can have full customization of it.
Can talk to.
Hand me those contacts and I'll see if I can pick brain. Actually, not yet, because there's too much going on right now that I need to.
Yo, Tanner.
Yeah.
Later tonight, do you want to crack the Rosetta Stone with me? Like, let's just do this shit. Let's just
crack it, like break it.
Let's figure out what it says. Like you and me, let's just sit down and just talk about it.
Oh, well, we already know what it says. We can just look it up.
Oh, already done. Because
those are languages that have. They already broke the cipher. What?
Yeah, it tells us how to actually read a different language. So it's instructions.
Are you for real?
Instructions in another language about how to read a different language, man.
Because nobody's gonna know how to like read Egyptian. The people that made the pyramids want other people to know like what the temples. Fuck's going on.
Right. They're trying to
instruct
that
a copy of this decree be displayed in every single temple in this public declaration. The priest pledged to bolster the king's royal cult by creating statues and holding festivals for him.
Oh, that's funny. They see what they did. They made it say a cult. Why'd they do that? Why'd they have to throw that in there?
Yeah, why'd they do that?
Maybe to deter people because of the negative connotation around cults.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. They didn't want to dig any deeper. Like,
I'm talking deep state. I'm talking Illuminati. I'm talking.
There's something we don't know and they're hiding from us. There's something we all need to wake up.
Wake up, groupies. Wake up, groupies.
It's time to wake up.
I'm still really interested in the Illuminati, actually. I had a really deep interest in the Illuminati when I was a kid because I used to play Black Ops 1 and on the TVs.
A little triangle with the eye, and that was what made you want to.
Yeah, and I was like, and then also I would watch Gravity Falls and Bill Cipher, and I was like, whoa. And then I was like, what is with this triangle and the eyeball in the middle? And then I looked at the dollar bill, I was like, whoa. And it just all started connecting slowly. Like it was a bunch of neurons just connecting. And I'm still interested in figuring out what the fuck the Illuminati is. I'm gonna see if I can sneak in it, if it's still a thing. I don't know if it's a thing anymore.
Would you tell us?
I'll let y'all know. Yeah, I'll let y'all know.
That just like
I'll be like, guys, I'm not supposed to say this.
Oh,
but I'm about to spill the beans.
Okay.
And then that's, and then I'll spill the beans.
But what if they did their research? So they already heard you say that.
I'll try to say it. I'll try and say it as quickly as I could.
Yo, Illuminati, hit my email inbox on YouTube. I won't tell nobody. Now watch. Yeah, now see that's yeah. And then yeah. Or do Tanner. Look at him.
Yeah, send Tanner all that you know.
Send Tanner a few petabytes of information of the Rosetta Stone.
Send me every theory you possibly know, and we're gonna decipher this whole planet.
Oh, that'd be a fun podcast, guys.
Mm-hmm. Right, send me every ancient theory.
Right.
How about we end it on that note?
Before we end, I just want to let you guys know. I posted something on Instagram yesterday, just of us in San Diego, and every single fucking comment is Tanner recreating that damn gift baby.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How the fuck did that gif get out of his containment?
I don't know.
How the fuck did that gif get out?
I think he posted it to Instagram.
I posted on my story and then just all down.
Wait, but who edited that though? Who put it next to?
It was on Twitter. It was on Twitter.
Somebody did it on Twitter.
Tanner made the original video.
Mm-hmm. No,
yeah, Tanner posted the original. Tanner posted on TikTok, right? T.
Yeah.
And then someone downloaded it.
Well, no, I didn't post it on TikTok at all.
It was on the story.
It was on my feed on TikTok. It must have been by somebody else then.
Yeah, it was on my Instagram story.
How did the GIF get out?
I don't know. Somebody made...
I'm talking about it like it's a chimp. Like it's how did the GIF get out? But how did it get... Because the only... Okay, I asked... I asked Nick for the GIF. Not you, Nick, but other Nick. And I never posted it. I didn't put it on the podcast for nothing. I just used it for the thumbnail. And then I saw it, and I was like, wait.
So, okay, wait. I know the explanation. Tanner recorded himself, posted on his story. That story was screen recorded or downloaded and put into a GIF. Someone posted on Twitter. I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, me too.
And after that, somebody took that GIF and uploaded it to something that Instagram...
Giphy, probably.
Is it Giphy or Tanner? Oh. It's one of them.
It's one of them. But if you... Okay. Anyone that's listening has made it this far... Go to Instagram, go to our pages, and just type in Big T, the group, and it'll be the first
No,
GIF.
Dude, you literally just have to type Big T. That's it.
Really?
All I did was type Big T.
Oh, my God. You're taking over the SEO.
You know what that means, right? That means the usage in these comments is probably propelling the search relevance of Big T up to just that GIF.
This is my big break.
Oh, it's on Giphy. By the way, I look up Big T and it's... Oh my God, it is there!
Yeah. Yep, there it is.
And then people are like, who the hell is that?
They have a backpack. Supreme backpack.
Yeah. Why is it black and white? Oh, it's matched the baby. Yeah.
Yep.
Now I'm in more internet lore.
There you are. In history, once again.
You are. You do have like a little...
In the history books.
You have like a foot in
you have an iceberg.
Little door.
I got a little toe in there.
It's funny. All right. Well, yeah. I just want to let you guys know that that's the thing. So keep using it. Let's let's hit 50 trillion uses by next week. Thoughts?
Yes.
All right. But on that note, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Now that's over, it's officially Christmas. So Merry Christmas,
Merry
everyone.
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Make sure. Take advantage of the Black Friday sale.
And Cyber
GG.
Monday.
Dude,
don't forget
Adidas
Cyber
has
Monday.
Like 50% off their whole website.
Yeah, dude, I saw that, man. 50% off like easy, not Yeezys.
Adidas.
Nike Tech or something. That's Nike.
Adidas. Dude, we sell.
Socks.
Clothes. Yeah.
Clothes, dude, just clothes.
All right, then get some socks.
Yeah.
20% and get a double cup that back in stock.
Yeah.
And as always, keep your eyes on the skies.
Because mm-hmm. you never know that 12th planet could be you.
Somebody could be looking back at you.
So,
be freaky. We'll see y'all next week for the big, big, awesome something. I don't know. We'll figure that out. Bye bye.
Yes. Catch y'all later. Take care.
Maha. Maha. Bye bye.